I'm definitely burning the candle at both ends right now. As it sits, it's about 6:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. Today, I have to help set up a reception for a wedding I am the best man in. I am so excited about it. But at the same time, I also am still working very hard on these comic scripts for this wonderful opportunity for Dark Horse to publish a comic that me and Arjun have created. I spent the last 3.5 hours solving every little bit of continuity and character development that you could possibly think out. And thank God Nathan was on his game and he kept me in check, kept me focused, and we got through it. It was a very, very good night for my writing. Sadly, yet again, the things I figured out are going to bed with me instead of on the page. I think that my writing session on Sunday is going to be an epic 20-hour writing session just because I've got to get all of this out of my head and onto a page. But I did solve the crisis of being too derivative. I did find a way to do what I am now equating to the Kaiser Soze reveal of comic books. The Usual Suspects is one of the greatest films ever made because it has this unbelievably well put together ending moment where the viewer is left in just total shock at what has occurred the entire film. What they thought they saw and heard at face value turns out to be anything but. And the movie completely fucks your head. And I'm hoping that I've put together as strong of a stratagem as that movie presented in my own comic. It's a completely different subject. It's not even close in any way, so I don't feel it's derivative. It's just to compare it to anything, I think the closest thing I could compare it to is that moment of shocking reveal. I think Arjun is going to absolutely love drawing this comic. I've set up like an unbelievably action-packed third issue and fifth issue. There's enough superheroes for it to be qualified as a superhero book, but at the same time, it's anything but. And it is a book about character development and family. A book about r the real world and its effect on morality, how it affects a family, and more specifically, a man who has tried to be a moral absolute in a world that is completely, completely situationally based in its ethics. So I'm very pleased with it, both as the intellectual, as a writer. As a reader, I think, God, I hope when it's all done, it looks good to me as a reader. But a very, very productive evening. I'm gonna give myself an A instead of an A plus because I didn't write it all down, but I don't think I could possibly forget any of this because it was just riveting to get through it all. I feel very good going to bed, even though I have to get up in 2 hours. So, wish me luck at the wedding. I'm so excited. My Uncle Jeff is a fantastic, fantastic man, and I think I've done him justice with my toast that I've put together. And hopefully, I have some energy after this whole shindig so I can get some work done this weekend and maybe get a script out to some friends to read before I send it off to Norway. But anyway, to anybody who's helped me over the last week, I want to offer an unbelievable thank you. For anybody who's been listening to my audio booze and cheering me on, I really appreciate that support. And hopefully, I will not let anybody down, least of all myself, or Arjun for that matter. God, I love that guy. Anyway, stay tuned. Hopefully, continuing good trends.